So I wasn't planning on really saying anything today, rambling, but I've just been thinking about a lot of things. If you've followed me for some time, I used to do rambles quite a bit. And I kind of was hoping to sort of say some things that maybe some people need to hear. Speaking as a performer, maybe you're a listener, maybe you're a lurker, and you don't know what it's like to be a performer or a content creator in a public forum. So, speaking as myself and my experiences, and I think I speak for many women and men on the platform that I'm on, what we do is free. And when you make free content and paid content, but free content, you are giving your time and your energy away. And I love recording and I love performing and I love acting and I love editing. I always find that I have to be in the right mindset to do that. So, if you can put yourself in my shoes, say I spend 3 hours on something and I share that publicly for free. And the first things I'm hearing are, will you do this instead? Why don't you do this? I want the next one right now. It's so draining on me. Because I understand the allure of voice and the allure of this as a craft, because I have listened to people who have made me just go, God, I want to hear more of that person. And luckily, most people have a backlog of audios that you can go to that they have done for you to listen to for your own listening enjoyment that they have done and posted out of the goodness of their hearts for free. So the thing is, these sorts of comments and these sorts of PMs never go away. And I think that's why a lot of performers quit, because the demand is ceaseless and it takes an emotional toll. It takes a lot of energy out of me in general. So I have to find like time to recharge, and it's hard to do that and feel like what I have just produced or shared is even appreciated when someone's immediately saying, why didn't you do it like this? Or I don't like this, isn't my kink, do this instead. Or I want to hear you do this. It's like not acknowledging what I have done and what I have shared for you when you say it like that. Now, there's better ways to go about it. And I'll share that with you. I think other creators would appreciate, like, if you want to hear more, the comments and the thank yous, like, that makes me feel so good. And I get PMs that really touch my heart, that I have helped people in ways that I never could have imagined doing what I do. First and foremost, consider myself a healer of sorts. I do other things that have that more in mind. But there's very much a part of me in my audios. I am in them. I'm very much in them. And I'm giving a lot of myself when I make them. So you can understand, it is personal in a way. It's personal in a way. So if someone isn't acknowledging that, and the person behind the voice, it comes across as incredibly entitled, disrespectful, and also just makes me not want to share. So, from time to time, I think that's why a lot of performers take breaks. But I get it. It's like you find a voice that you connect with and it's almost intoxicating, right? I've definitely felt that way myself. And you're like, oh my God. And then they write you back or they comment back on your comment and you're so excited that they're talking to you. But remember that there is a person, like the voice is not detached from a human. There's a human there. And respect their boundaries, basically, is what I'm saying. I think that I'm going to have to do an FAQ again. I have had them in the past. People don't really seem to read them. I'm not really open for requests because when I get requests, they tend to be very personal requests. And that's basically me doing a free custom audio for someone. And that is asking a lot of me and I'm not going to do that. Sometimes I look at the public requests and if I see one that I think sounds really interesting, I'll take it on. But I think assuming that a stranger, even if you've listened to my voice and you feel like you know me, this is one facet of who I am in my life. This is not the whole of me. And we might not share the same kinks or fetishes. And you need to understand that there's a way to present me with an ask. And there's a way that's incredibly dismissive of me as a person. I think I'm allowed to say this because I do what I do and it's creative, but also because the environment that I'm in is very safe and the community looks out for the people who are producing this content. And that's wonderful. And that's probably why I've stuck around as long as I have. I don't mind PMs and comments. I just need all of you to know I can't answer all of them. So I hope you don't always expect me to reply to everyone because I don't have the time and energy to do that for everyone. I wish I did, but I feel like I work full time. I'm trying to take care of myself during this time in the world, just like everyone else. And on top of that, I need time to breathe, you know? So it's spreading myself too thin to make Reddit a priority. It doesn't make sense. I'm on there when I can. It's just really disheartening to open up my inbox and see all of these demanding statements and comments or rude things being said to me. The moment that I open my inbox, it just makes me want to shut it and not look at the nice things that are said. And it's really hard. And I know other performers who have gotten a fair amount of attention have said this, like chill out, things will happen, they will come, we will post them. It might be another part of something that I'm working on, but all of that takes time and energy. And especially when it's something that's done for free, that's something just to like keep in the back of your mind, that it's asking a lot of someone to do something for you for free that requires a lot of themselves sexually, emotionally, physically, their time, the technical aspect, the editing. There's a lot more that goes into it than you might imagine. So maybe me saying this again. No, I don't take custom audios. I don't do custom audios. I never have done custom, not safe for work audios, never. And I still don't. So even though I'm saying no to people, they are still saying, well, that's too bad because I want one. And I'm like, well, that's tough shit because I'm not doing it for you. So that's a really good way to get on my bad side. Part of why I enjoy doing what I do is because I get to choose to share my sexuality and it's mine. And the moment that I change that for me, this is just a personal thing, it becomes not mine anymore. And that's just me and how I feel about it. I support people who do it. And if you ask me, I might even send you in the direction of someone else who does because I want them to be noticed as well and recognized for the work that they do. There are plenty of people who do custom audios. It does not have to be from me. Okay, so it's not hard to find people who will. Just know that the answer will be no from me. And custom requests are a no. Many of the requests I get are so specific that it's like basically asking me to do a free custom audio. I do look at scripts sometimes when they are sent to me. I don't give feedback on scripts, okay? So asking me to, for free, read and edit and give you a critique is not something I can do. I don't have the time for it. It's asking a lot of me. I think that people need to hear that. That's not me being rude. That's me saying, you're asking for free labor from me. I get these asks all the time. Like, I'm a first-time writer. Will you read this? Will you give me feedback? I wish I had time to. Back before, when I first started performing, I had more time to be invested in this. And I might have offered to help someone I didn't know. But I've had a lot of bad experiences in the 4 years I've done this. And it's gotten bigger than I can handle to be able to respond to everyone and offer free work like that. There are places, though, that offer script feedback. So those are great places to access. And you are around other writers. The GWA Script Guild is great for that. So if you've not used that asset, that resource, I highly advise you do that. The only time I provide script feedback is if I have agreed to work with you separately on a series. That will be the only time that I will say, I'll read this and give you my notes. I've generally had pretty good working relationships with people like that, because I think that those people respect my boundaries. So I think maybe I'm going on and on saying all of this, but I think that maybe just, and this is not just for me, this is any performer who you listen to, just know that they do want to hear from you. They do want to hear the positives and the thank yous and what you enjoyed. And just because they're not responding does not mean that they don't read it and appreciate it. It's just, if something gets really noticed, what you're seeing is like the tip of the iceberg as far as all the other stuff that comes along with it. So I try and like chunk out time to thank people for thanking me or for noticing something that I've done or saying something really lovely. I try to, but I can't always get back to everyone. So to sum up, performers are people. There is a human behind the voice, so treat them like a person. So don't be demanding of their time or energy. If you don't like an audio, you don't need to say that. If it's not your kink, everything's tagged, you don't have to listen. Don't make demands of people's time and energy. Like asking for free audios, asking for free labor. Because it's already there for you. And if you were too lazy, frankly, to go back through their catalog and see all the other things that are there, why on earth would they entertain the idea of doing your request in the first place, right? That's completely counterintuitive. And I'm not like angry right now. It just gets frustrating. But I will say that for every one of those, there are on a whole more kind, grateful, thankful people. And there are some PMs I get that genuinely touch me in a way that make me like tear up and cry, and that are so sweet in ways that I have helped people. And that is a large part of why I do this. Sure, I think it's wonderful that you find my voice sexy or relaxing or comforting, or that you enjoy the craft as a whole, because I love it. But there are not things I can't say that are downsides, obviously. Oh man, I don't know if I'll post this. I haven't done a ramble in, I guess, a minute, but thank you for listening. Thank you for listening and absorbing and respecting my boundaries. Please still comment and PM me if there's something that you want to say that does not step outside of my boundaries. Oh, my cat's making noises. I do my best to get back to people. I used to respond to everyone, and I can't do it anymore. So please understand, it's not you if I don't get back to you. It's just, it's a time issue. So thank you. Be well.